Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
Download the River Network app. It's River Talk 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM. The Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It is the audio path of totality. Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local is also now the force multiplier of truth, and it's actually official now. And thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it greatly. Thanks again to Ron Ferguson, State Rep 96, and the debate last night. He just crushed this former state senator, Frank Hoagland, the Columbus quitter. It was not even pretty. It really wasn't. But Ferguson was here this morning. We had a great time, and I think he is going to win and win big. And I think the insiders there in Columbus are going to think to themselves, well, we have wasted a fortune on Hoagland. What the hell were we thinking? Maybe we need to actually take the Upper Ohio Valley here a bit more seriously than we had been. So there's that. Interesting story that has a radio connection here. A competing station. iHeart owns some radio stations here in the Valley, and one of them is this dying old AM station called VA. Back in the day, I was the morning host there. We flipped the format from country music, which had been 1170 VA had been doing country music like forever, and the Jamboree and all that. But country music was shifting over to the FM side because it sounds better on FM. And so they were looking around saying, okay, we've got to do news talk. And so who do we get to be our morning guy? Well, they did a national search. And, of course, they chose me. So I was so grateful to have this producer, special producer, Darren Feast, and this wonderful team of news people and David Demarest and Margie DeFitti and Kathy Fortunato and Stacy Rich and I just really and Finnegan. I was Don Sloan. I was very, very, very lucky. I cannot tell you how much I appreciated that experience. And back in the day, it was a really good radio station, had a good signal and all that kind of stuff. And we kicked ass. We really did. Well, now it's in its death spiral, and they've got this pathetic little show on there that nobody listens to, nobody cares about. With this woman who's transitioning, she had been, a lot of people know her as Andrea, now others know her as Sam, and I wish her well in her transitioning. And they also have this guy, Otis, and they pretend to have David Bloom dummy on, but he's, you know, he's up in Cleveland, and so they're just, you know, well, they pretend. But anyway, it's about this guy, Otis. His real name is Tim Mattern, and he is a narc for the West Virginia Alcohol Beverage Control Administration. He rats out businesses in West Virginia, shuts them down or fines or whatever, and but people don't know that because on the air he goes by the name of Otis, like a you know good old boy and, you know, oh, I'm just Otis. Well, in fact, he's a narc who rats out businesses. So I read this story from, I think it's 7, and I thought to myself, well, I bet you Otis was behind all of this. Here's the story. Hancock County, West Virginia. Several businesses in Weirton are under investigation following a two-day enforcement operation led by the Hancock County Sheriff's Office. The operation was conducted with assistance from the West Virginia Alcohol Beverage Control Administration, along with some others, including the Weirton Police Department. Officials say the effort included compliance checks, underage purchase attempts, and undercover buys of hemp products at businesses across the county. Authorities report that violations were found at multiple locations. As a result, search warrants were obtained and carried out on March 24. Following businesses were searched, Weirton Tobacco and Vape, Vaporize Smoke Shop, Novelty Plus on Pennsylvania Avenue. Nice people there at Novelty Plus, former clients of mine. Good people. Very sorry to read that. Gotra Brothers on Pennsylvania Avenue and Bogey's Parlor and Hotspot on Pennsylvania Avenue. An additional search warrant was executed by the Drug Task Force at Star Smoke Shop on Three Springs Drive. Officials say the searches led to the seizures of illegal and unregistered products. Businesses remain under investigation. And I tried to find out whether Otis, the one of the characters on that pathetic little show on VA, if he was responsible for narking out or for ratting out all these companies. Because, again, that's his job as a narc with the West Virginia Alcohol Beverage Control Administration. And I did searches. I asked AI and can't get the information. I have to get some sort of a official form, do a FOIA request in order to get the form to find out who the narc was. But there's a very, very strong probability, as far as I can tell, that it's actually Otis, this Tim Mattern. And I think my sources tell me badge number 106. I think that's what it is, 106. And here you've got this guy who is on the air trying to do radio. And it's painful to listen to. It really is. I've tried. It's like, well, how bad can it be? And I listen to it and go, oh, my God, it's even worse than I thought. It's really, really bad. I think he had been a sidekick or something or a gopher for the legendary country DJ Jimmy Elliott, good man. Had a great career here and wish he'd come back on the air. But I think he was, Otis was Jimmy Elliott's gopher. Anyway, so Otis is trying to do talk radio, and it's frankly, it's embarrassing. But, you know, God bless him for trying. And, you know, he's saddled with this, you know, woman who's transitioning and bloom dummy. And, you know, they pretend that he's around, and of course he's not. But what they never tell you is that he is a narc, that he works for the West Virginia Alcohol Beverage Control Administration. His job is to target businesses in West Virginia. Now, here's a guy on the air who, you know, tries to pretend, oh, I'm one of you. I'm, you know, I'm just like you and all that. No, no. His job is to shut down businesses, to report any kind of possible violation of West Virginia Alcohol Beverage Control Administration. No matter how small, no matter how petty, he needs to narc them out, because if he doesn't do that, he doesn't have a job. So he has got to show the state of West Virginia that there is actually a need for this guy. And maybe there is. I certainly don't know. What do I know about alcohol distribution in West Virginia, for God's sake, or anywhere else for that matter? But they never tell you that he actually is a narc, and that his job is to rat out businesses. Look, it's tough enough making a living with any kind of business in the upper Ohio Valley, especially on the West Virginia side. Not much easier in Ohio, but especially the West Virginia side. And then you have people like this narc named Otis from VA, who does whatever he can to rat you out, because that's how he keeps his job. And so I've been trying to find who the agent was for West Virginia Alcohol Beverage Control Administration. I've got to believe it's Otis. I can't imagine they have too many others. And I've got to believe that he had a major role in screwing over all of these businesses. So long story short, if anybody calls on you, like this Sam character who had been known as Andrea, or anyone else from iHeart here in the Valley, please understand that they're the ones who are employing this narc with the West Virginia Alcohol Beverage Control Administration. This is the guy that will go into your business, probably not identify himself, it'd be my guess, and then try to find any kind of violation of any sort to write you up, to fine you, to maybe shut you down. Because again, that's how he gets paid. He has got to find violations, whether they exist or not. He's got to find them, or else the state's going to ask, why are we employing Otis when, you know, Tim Mattern, when there are no violations. So next time you happen to be listening to that dying AM pathetic radio station that used to have a good signal. It really used to have a good signal. I mean, but now they've just let everything run down. It's just so pathetic. It's heartbreaking. And if you ever want to see their facilities on, I think it's Barton Road, take a look at that building. Back in the day, it was very impressive. It might have been built, by the way, to withstand a nuclear attack. It was a very impressive building. And I think they still have the call letters up front, WWVA. But if you are on the property and you look in any of the windows, you will see what kind of decay, what kind of rot is involved with VA. It is pathetic. And for these advertisers, they have no idea. But if you're even thinking about advertising with them, take a look at the building on Barton Road. Take a look at that thing. It's a wonder it hasn't been condemned. I'm sure rats are living all over the place in there now. Look in through the windows if you're on that property. Take a look at how VA has decayed with people like Otis and the man formerly known as Andrea. And so, and of course, Bloom Dummy as well. It's just really, really sad. But now these different companies all being targeted. You might want to thank Otis for all of his work in helping to make doing business in West Virginia even tougher than it already is. Nice work, Otis. Nice, man. Nice work. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. All right, next. We've got Dimitri Graffiti coming up in just a bit. A great opportunity for you to call in and say or do. In fact, I've got it here somewhere. Where did I put this thing here now? Where the hell did I put this? Oh, I put it somewhere. All right. But a great opportunity for you to call in, say or do whatever it is you want to say or do, as long as you follow the rules of engagement. Essentially, they're these. When you call, make sure that the volume is turned down on your radio or whatever device you're using to listen to me. If it's not turned down, there will be feedback because we have a state-of-the-art delay system here that will, everything will be screwed up. Nobody will hear you. They won't understand what you're saying. So what's, you know, what's the point? So when you call, don't wait for a producer to ask you your name, where you're calling from, and what you want to talk about. Do not slander. Do not libel. Do not curse. Do not target station clients. Do not violate any federal, state, or local law. And above all else, do not under any circumstance try to interact with the host. The phone number is 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Dimitri Graffiti. And we've got all the phone lines that are available. And we have them cleared. They're all cleared. So we're all good to go with that. I want to talk with you about the space program just for a little bit. There's a lot of buzz right now, anything to get you to not focus on the Epstein files. There's a lot of buzz right now about NASA. NASA is getting back in the whole space, not space race, but the space travel, not just to the space station up there, but to back to the moon. And so they've got this thing called the Artemis 3, I think is what it's called, Artemis 3. And Artemis is, I guess, a Greek mythological goddess or something. And so they're going on and on about this, and it's going to go to the moon. And I guess they're going to walk around there if they can. But there's a lot of talk about this. And I'm very, very concerned because I don't know that we have the best people who are going to be part of this mission. NASA has been very clear about saying that the people who are going to be astronauts really should be much more diverse than it already is. All the astronauts that went to the moon, including those who landed on it, were all white males, all white males. And I imagine most, if not all of them, had a pedigree of being test pilots and other very, very impressive resumes, very impressive resumes. You talked about the best of the best, people with the right stuff. These original astronauts through Mercury and Gemini and then Apollo, they had the right stuff. And some of the pilots as well for the space shuttle. Just the people at the top of their game. Ice water in their veins, super cool, calm, and collected. Neil Armstrong from Ohio, one of the best ever. Jim Lovell. I mean, these are just heroes. It was incredible. And they happened to be all white males because they were the best. But now NASA is saying we need a lot more diversity up there. And so this crew of, I believe, four includes a woman and a person of color. And the there's a third from Canada. And there's only like one American who is a white male. Okay, fine. So they're going to be shooting this thing off and heading toward the moon. And I hope, obviously, that everything turns out well, that it's a successful mission by any measure, and that everybody will live happily ever after. But given what we know about DEI, given what we know about reducing the standards in order to be more inclusive and kumbaya and group hugs and all that kind of stuff, I've got a bad feeling about this. And again, I hope to God I'm wrong. But I've got a very bad feeling because this is going to be the first, as far as I know, in fact, I'm quite sure about this, the first real DEI flight to the moon. And do we really have the four best people possible on this mission, including this guy from Canada? What the hell is the guy from Canada doing there? So, you know, they've got a woman, they've got a person of color, and we will see. We'll hope for the best, but we will see. All right, download the River Network app, and then click River Talk, the River Talk Radio Network. You get Dimitri 5 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. Then Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. Thursdays and Fridays, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Eastern Time. Download the River Network app, and then it's River Talk Network.